The United Nations says civilian deaths in Afghanistan are up 23% this year, with most coming at the hands of anti-government forces. The rising toll reflects the challenge Afghan security forces will face when U.S. troops draw down next year. Some U.S. troops need to stay to help, analysts say. Thomas Lynch is a research fellow at the National Defense University in Washington.
The Afghan forces that have been put together by the United States and its coalition partners do in fact have significant limits in terms of their logistical support, in terms of their intelligence operations, in terms of a number of other things. It will be very useful to have a continuing relationship to train, mentor, advise, and support.
Analysts say Washington and Kabul need to get back to talks that were halted by the Afghan president over U.S. overtures to the Taliban. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says if that does not happen, the Taliban will benefit.
We have to concentrate our anger against the enemy, not on each other. So I frankly wish that President Karzai, even though I understand his frustration, would not have done this.
What would an Afghan-U.S. agreement look like? Thomas Lynch says the U.S. wants to legally protect its troops.
This agreement will have to meet certain requirements, minimum threshold requirements, for U.S. military personnel to stay. And chief amongst these, you know, will be that the U.S. forces that remain behind have first requirements for legal trial in the U.S. Military court system.
And the Afghans need to be comfortable with the U.S. troop presence. Michael O'Hanlon.
We should try to make the Afghan people know that we are firmly committed to their long-term security, and if they continue to do their part, that we will stay after 2014, and be very, very clear and direct about that fact, and also be very clear that, of course, we would never negotiate a secret deal with the Taliban.
In neighboring Pakistan Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry vowed that the U.S. will not abandon Afghanistan and expressed confidence a deal with Karzai government will be reached soon. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.